Okay, I'd like to call to order this is the January 5th delayed meeting that was originally scheduled for December 22nd, 2022, and it is January 5th, 2023, meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals. Okay, state your name for roll call.
Anthony Giorgiani.
David Lynch.
Michelle Wietek-Stevens.
Gino Angeli.
Kendall Milton may be joining us later. Okay. Moving on to additional agenda items and approval of agenda. I would like to motion to add to the agenda the election for electable board positions so that we don't have to cover that at an additional meeting. Anybody like to second?
I'll support that.
Where would you like to add it?
I would like to add it.
New business item C.
We can do it after. Let's move it to before the planning commission member comment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, item added to the agenda. Are there any other items to add to the agenda? Moving on to the minutes from June 23rd. It's apparently the last meeting. Does anybody have any additions to the minutes? I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Public comment. Is there any public comment not pertaining to the variance request tonight? Just general accolades. Okay. Moving on to unfinished business. There is none. New business variance application ZV22-72. Starting with staff introduction.
All right. Happy New Year to everybody to start.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The applicants tonight, David and Christine St. Ange, are here to look at a variance for the property that they own at 100 Lakewood Lane. We received this application back in October. It was scheduled for the December meeting, as was mentioned, but the letter was postponed to tonight. The posting for the notice was put in the paper December 2nd. 17 property owners were postmarked and mailed out. One notice was returned was not delivered. That was from the UP Land Conservancy. We did have one comment that came in as a result of this particular project. And the comment is attached to the packet. There was another comment regarding permission to continue. The property, the application basically is that the owners would get an additional structure that does not meet the current rear setback of 30 feet. That was the original purpose of the variance. The addition is also going to cause a variance of the front portion of this project as well into the front yard setback. Surrounding these properties, we basically have waterfront properties with state land being the Ironwood Heritage Trail, which is directly behind this particular property. Everything else is classified as waterfront residential. The records indicate the house was built in 1972, which would be prior to the zoning ordinance established in 1977. In 1977, it became a non-conforming parcel as a result of the change in setbacks. Properties accessed from Lakewood Lane, its zoning. It was zoned as R2 in 1977 and changed to waterfront residential in 2008. And no record of permits have been issued for the property. The records indicate that this is a non-conforming lot based on the fact that the rear setback being 12 feet, approximately 12 feet, and being set in a second versus the 30 feet required for waterfront residential. The lot width is okay. It's 173 feet wide and minimum is 125 feet. It also does not meet the minimum acreage requirement, but that is also because it's a lot of non-conformance. The measurements were taken from the residents in the project area to Lakewood Lane. I'll designate that as I get into the presentation, what I assumed were the edge of the road, and I'll show that in the pictures here in a second. Measurements were taken from the edge of the Arrowhead Heritage Trail and down to the bridge across the Chocolate River. Measurements were taken from the corners of the residence in the garage and from the front door to the road. You can see these property measurements here. I'll cover that in the presentation here. There's an interesting piece here. If you look at the project location, there is a driveway that goes across the northwest corner of the property that goes into the adjoining parcel owner next to them. Lakewood Lane also has a slight corner that's cut going across the south, the northeast corner of the property as it goes out back to Lakewood Lane. The general things that staff assumed when we were doing this project was that the rear fence was placed on the rear lot line. So measurements were based on that, assuming that that is the rear lot line where the fence was placed, because back in those days they put it actually on the lot line. The ordinance requires, because it's in the waterfront district, requires a minimum of 100 feet from the water's edge from the water. No problem with that one. And a point to be made here, and the reason for the survey wasn't on the table, on-site measurements and pictures do not match the survey data provided with the application. If you look at the survey, in particular, and I'll point it here, this structure right here on the survey does not match physically what's on the property. The back side of this is actually taken in with a covered porch. So it kind of squares off the back of the, and I'll show that in the pictures as we go into this. But I just wanted to point out that what you're seeing on the survey does not match what's physically on the property. Not quite sure why that was measured that way or surveyed that way, but just wanted to point that out. And from the standpoint of just some visuals of the site, now here's the aerial view of the entire area. As you can see here, Lakewood Lane does a loop and comes back into the main. This is considered private back here, even though the Road Commission uses that as a turnaround to get back to Lakewood Lane. The project is, this structure right here is basically at the edge of that loop. Now this is where the addition is proposed. The addition is on this corner of the house, the northeast corner going back toward the Arrowhead Heritage Trail, so this is where it's proposed to put the addition. As you can see by the picture, there's an extension going out toward the road from the front of the house. That's also the other encroachment we need to speak about tonight. The view path from the standpoint of this particular project, the only impact really is to the Arrowhead Heritage Trail as well as to this neighbor down here. The view going through the neighborhood would be pretty much blocked by these trees that you see here in the middle of the visual. Again, pointing out that this survey aspect, this is a blow-up of the section that we're just pointing to. You can see right here that the garage and the house are shown as separated. This section right here in the rear is covered with the porch. So these are the measurements that I took on the site. And again, when you look at these measurements, they are all considered approximate. I'll give Mr. Milton a second to join us here.
George Milton from.
Oh. The site drawing for the project, as you can see here, what I did here was drew in that porch in the back. These are the measurements in terms of what This looked like in terms of where the lot lines were, the fence was this line back here, so the Iron Ore Heritage Trail would be in this area down here. So approximately 12 and a half feet from this corner back to that fence, which is one of the encroachments on the rear setback that should be 30 feet. The side setbacks here are okay. The side setback on this side, I did not know what the property line was on that side of the property. There wasn't any real indication where the lot line is on the north on the east side. So I took the measurements to the fence that existed on the property, so that's where that 28 feet comes from. There's a fence on that side of the property. I'll show that in the visuals here in a second. The project is going to lay into this area here. This is the house from the project location view. This is where the project will be, is on this side of the house, facing, if you're standing at the edge of Lakewood Lane, you'd be looking at the house. That's where the project will be. If you're standing on Lakewood Lane as you enter into that little area of homes. The measurements were taken, approximated these because this is based on the plow path that went past the front of the house. I'm looking at that from the standpoint of these are approximate. I'm not going to say that that's the road's edge because I don't know where that road edge is physically located. So when I'm saying approximately 29 feet, that's basically the line of the plow hitting the Lakewood Lane, and I took the measurement from there. So from the edge of the house where the project is going to be is 29 feet. As you go down, it kind of sits back a little more from the road because the road curves this way, the project goes this way. The front door is 31 feet to road's edge, and in the far north corner of the house is 46 feet to the road's edge. But also in that section, going right through here, is the driveway going into the neighbor's parcel. The garage is 26 feet wide, which kind of adds more dimension. There's an additional 9 feet that's added from the standpoint of this corner here, so this is even further back from the front yard setback. As you go to the sides, we have 46 feet to the road, 21 feet from the edge of the garage. And this is measured from the wall, not from the eave, to the fence, and that both corners are laid out approximately parallel to the fence. As we go back to the back, you can see here the 12 feet 6 inches is on that corner of the house, or on the corner as well. As you get to the other corner of the garage, it's 12 feet 6 inches, and you can see in this picture right here, this is the portion I'm talking about. You can see where it's almost lined up with the back side of the garage. Coming in a viewpoint from the other way, it's 14 feet from the fence, approximately to that covered porch. This deck is included in back here, and the roofing is such that it continues. The roof continues from the main roof all the way over the top, so this was not, in my opinion, an add-on to the current residence. It was built that way with the deck there. It's hard to say because we don't have the original plans for the house, so we don't know how that was put in there. Just wanted to point out that that is not an indent, as shown on the survey. Approximately 28 feet of fence in the project area, so that's not knowing where that boundary line was going out, measured to the edge of the fence there, that was the standing fence. From the, again, the pictures from the front, you can see that it kind of goes, the road curves, and it actually gives more room on the north side of the house than, or the, yeah, the north side, northwest corner versus the northeast corner. If you go back to the back, going down, there was a little trail down here that gave me access to the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. There is 57 feet of additional fence that's down. Staff assumption is that is the property boundary. So that fence is part of the continuation going down. Looking at the survey and looking at what we have in our BSNA records, that's kind of interesting how those parcels are all jigsawed into each other. From the trail, standing on the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, there was a marker that was on the edge of the fence. measuring 18 feet from the edge of the trail to the fence. I'll touch more on that in a second. And then from that marker on the trail down to the river's edge, it's 128 feet. This marker, coming back to the previous slide here, there's a question mark from the standpoint of Iron Ore Heritage Trail, DNR, as to what the right-of-way is through that area. They're not sure of their records, whether it's 50 feet or 100 feet. The Iron Ore Heritage Trail folks believe that from when you cross the river on the other side of the bridge, it's 100 feet. It goes down to 50 as it goes past this property, which would make sense because the fence is nearly on the trail. And then it expands again once you get past the loop on Lakewood Lane. It goes back out to 100 feet as it goes past this. DNR could not confirm that or deny it one way or the other. Their records, they looked at that and tried to determine whether it was 50 or 100. They think it's 50 as well, but they didn't have anything they could send me to confirm that. This is the view from me as you come in on Lakewood Lane, so you basically can see how that road curves, and you can also see right here where it would branch off and go into the driveway of the neighbor. So right here at the end of the fence line is basically the driveway that goes into the neighbor's property. Those are the comments I have, and I'm going to pass that now over to the board for the discussion and reaction.
I had two questions. One, there was one opposition from a neighbor. Where does she live?
Right next door to their current property.
Okay, so the house on the right, if you're facing it from the road?
They're
right here.
On that driveway that cuts through the property?
No, not that property. This would be St. Ange is also on another property up on that same loop. They're on the far end of that loop. I'll bring that back up. I'll show you basically in the area.
Who made the comment?
They're here.
Where they live.
They're down here. Their main property is here. And the applicant or the female came from the owner of the property.
Linda.
Oh.
Yes.
Linda.
Linda.
Who does a Linda?
Hmm?
Well, it's a seasonal home. She just hasn't been there in over a year. Nobody's there now.
But that's where the email, the resident who replied, is that's from that location right there.
And then my other
comment. Can I ask what her negative comment was? What is she opposed to?
It's here somewhere.
I can give you guys a copy.
And then my other question was how far from the rear property line was the addition going to be, but I think I found that answer, that it was 4 feet from the corner of the current house, so it would be about 16.5 feet.
Right, about 16.5 feet. It does not further the encroachment, and actually moves away from it as far as that addition is concerned.
So the new encroachment would be 6 feet in towards the front lot line, which would require a 2 foot variance because it's
roughly, yes.
29-ish feet right now.
The difficulty there is that that portion of Lakewood Lane is not paved, it's gravel dirt, so it's hard to figure out where the edge of the road is. And without survey markers out there, I don't know where the property line is.
have any concerns. It's a significant addition on a small house. However, it's
a vast improvement.
Reasonably unobtrusive.
Good thing there's no trains going by anymore. I couldn't imagine living that close to a train.
There was a derailment there years ago.
Yeah.
It was pretty, it opens your eyes when there's a train derailment literally right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Is it carrying anything interesting?
No, not the time. A lot of raw materials of different stuff, but
with regard to Ms. Texter's concern that if the variance was granted, the St. Ange's would feel that they could do whatever they please with their property, it seems that your requesting a variance and following the procedures suggests that you are aware that you cannot just do whatever you want with your property. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you don't mind, could I make a comment to that? We, you know, David and Chris Sand, we do reside at 105 Lakewood Lane. Some of you were on the BZA in 2015 when we were here for our residence at 105 Lakewood Lane. We needed we asked for three variances when we redid my wife's family homestead, which is 105 Lakewood Lane. It was distance from the river, a front yard setback, and a side yard setback. We followed through with that. If you've been down in the area, we are the log cabin at the mouth of the river in dark, dark brown that has the two-story addition that's in a maple color attached to it. We fulfilled our obligation with regard to the variance, so we fully understand and respect the fact that we can't go in and do it whatever we want. That's why we're in front of you. I served 6 years as the BZA chairman for the city of Marquette, so I do understand what you're up against, what the challenges are, what I need to be able to prove to you with regard to our request. A couple of clarifications, if you don't mind, just bear with me. This property was originally developed by my wife's uncle. It's a Wausau home. Basically, it's a two-piece Wausau home. The house itself is, I think, barely 1,000 feet in square footage. As a matter of fact, I think the garage might be as big as the house. It's a simple house. It has two bedrooms and a bathroom, a very small kitchen, and a small living room. I believe the garage was added after the house was built. The reason I say that is there's a window in one of the bedrooms that looks into the garage. So common sense tells me that it was an add-on because it wouldn't have been built that way originally, one would think. This property, after it was developed by my wife's uncle, it was ultimately purchased by Steve Yelp, who is an endodontist in Central Florida, who's from Marquette. He bought it some 16 years ago, give or take. He bought it for his brother, Jeff, who lived there for as long as we lived in the circle here. We moved in 2016. For those of you, especially at the board level, you may remember some of the challenges with Jeff in terms of how the home turned into a significant state of disrepair. As a matter of fact, we purchased it from Steve in June, I believe, of this year, of 22. We took out three vehicles that were there. We took out 36 tires that were there. We took out 8 trailer loads of debris from the exterior of the house and a 20-yard roll-off that came from the interior of the house. We are not looking to do really anything significant. To Gino's point, we are trying to add a bit of flexibility into what is a unique piece of property, given its rear yard setback issue and then the evolving aspect of where the circle actually resides. Now, with regard to the property boundary, technically, we own part of paved Lakewood Lane. If you exit the circle going east on Lakewood Lane, you travel approximately 12 feet or so down the pavement, the center of the road, and there's a property corner right there in the center of Lakewood Lane. From that, it runs on an angle to the Green Bay Street overpass over the river. It runs on roughly that angle back to the Firework Heritage Trail. There is a fence there that is in significant disrepair. We intend to keep the fence, but to obviously redo it and fix it up. We'd like to be able to establish a boundary between the Firework Heritage Trail and the property, just because it makes some sense. With regard to the back of the existing house, I believe, based on when you look at the construction aspect, that the extension of the roof was put in later to cover the porch. And I can't vouch for why Tri-Media did not include the lean-to or the porch aspect of it. It's an exterior porch. It's not finished. It's not an interior porch, like a three-season porch. It's not like that at all. Relative to the addition, what's not noted here is in the south eastern corner of the current house. So directly toward the Ironwork Heritage Trail and toward the house. So back, right there. There's the drinking water well is there. And so for the addition, I really don't have any choice unless we want to pull the well up and put in a brand new well, which I'm hoping you're not going to make us do. We needed to move the addition slightly forward. From a hardship perspective, yes, the lot is unique. We're not asking for a significant setback in terms of the front yard. That circle that Dale alluded to, that is not Lakewood Lane. That is private property. It's owned by the properties that are, and really it's owned by Ms. Texter and the immediate neighbor whose house there is in the upper left-hand corner. They own, their properties are more rectangular, and they basically cover probably 95% of the circle, what we call the circle. But it is true, the Road Commission does come in and they loop around there. So we appreciate that, because they make a single pass and then we dig out from there in the winter. But relative to the house itself, again, it's a Wausau home. It doesn't meet current code, not even close. In order for us to really get it to code, we're going to have to actually take the roof off of it, because the roof is a 2x6 rafter. That's it. All it is. It's inside, it's a vaulted ceiling on a 2x6 rafter. So we recognize we need to strip the roof off of it. We're going to put a scissor truss on it. It'll be a slightly higher pitch just from a snow load standpoint to meet code, so we can insulate it appropriately and reach the R factor that's required. But it'll remain a single family or a single story residence. We're not adding anything vertically to it. And I do want to put, just to kind of clean it up and make it look a little bit more attractive, my goal is to put that gable in that sits really over what is now the living room and the front doorway. We want to put a gable end in there, which would be part of the engineer truss. The addition is less of an infringement on what is currently the back of the house. So even though we are technically asking for a variance, we're actually moving it further away from the back property line. And we're not even closer. The addition is going to include just two simple bedrooms and a bathroom. We're not doing anything elaborate in that regard. There's plenty of property. This angle here, if you were to basically turn about 120 degrees, you know, our property runs quite a ways into that tree line, and it angles towards Green Bay Bridge over the chakra. So there's quite a lot of room there. It's just unfortunate that we will build a little bit to the north property line and further away from the back property. I think it's a modest improvement. I think we've made great strides to clean up what was an obvious eyesore within the township. I'm sure the police department can tell you the many, many times that they had to visit the property. We don't have any big aspirations for it. We bought it simply, primarily because we were tired of looking at it. And so our first goal was to clean it up, which we did this last summer. And then we want to put it back into some reasonable commerce going forward. We are resident homeowners. We live in our home 12 months a year, not like some of our neighbors who are absentee owners. Like the lady who has voiced opposition. She hasn't been at home in well over a year. Probably more like a couple years. So again, it's unique. We're not asking for much. It's not a huge improvement per se, but it's. I think it'll clean it up and it'll help the township. It'll help the neighborhood. And we talked to a number of neighbors. And everyone, once we explain to them what we're doing, they're very appreciative of the fact that it's gotten cleaned up. That's the big thing, because it really was a horrible eyesore. That's kind of it, unless you guys have any specific questions or concerns. But I wanted to address the setback to the for the east property line.
Does it not go too much past that?
What's
that? That slab that's right there?
Yeah, actually, if you look at the front door there on the right-hand side, there is a small landing there that basically serves as a porch. The addition we're talking about is basically where the end of that that landing is to the north. It's not a significant encroachment to the property line. And it's buried past what is on the terrace. Most of it is this way, on this end of the house, but we have plenty of room over there to add.
Is this city sewer?
Yeah. We've done it once with your blessing at 105. We'd like to do it here. We'll do a good job. You won't be disappointed. We do good work. And I think it'll be improved to the neighborhood at the end of the day. So technically, if you don't mind, we're a front yard setback roughly. I realize the distances may not be exact, but it's roughly a 2-foot variance request from the north property line.
And assuming that the measurement is to the edge of the road, that's a difficulty.
I think it's further down. If you go and look at where the stake is in the middle of the lane, it's paved, and you run a straight line to the neighbors on the river. In the front of his house, he has a Virgin Mary statuesque, and it runs almost in a straight line. It actually dissects the roadway, and most of the roadway is actually our property at that point. There is a stake, if I may.
I'll bring up the aerial view.
The corner of our property sits right about here, and then there is a stake. The corner of the property is right underneath this tree. It sits literally at the very edge of his driveway to the north, and then it runs again in a straight line back to the front of his house. So again, at that point, what is considered the north property line that we own. I think we have a simple majority of the way is the roundabout there, as far as the roadway. And I think 2 feet is not significant. And if you're running the number off of the roadway that's to the south, we are actually further to the north. So
I admit to not visiting this one. Are the houses in this, on this cul-de-sac, generally upgraded, or are they small summer camp?
Combination. You have this one, as St. Andrews, they have this one here. This is an upgrade. These two are pretty much, these three are pretty much original. This one's also an upgrade at the other end. So these are, it's kind of a mix.
The other one, Ms.
Holmes. They live there year-round.
Yeah, this guy's here.
They live there year-round, and then the one right next to us lives there year-round. No, that one. She lives there year-round. And then
The interesting part here is that the neighbors, as a general rule, as Mr. St. Hodge alluded to, I was also out there for zoning questions for that same parcel. The interesting piece is who owns what where. My first visit to that area, there was a boat sitting right here, and I assumed that it belonged to this property owner. This owner came out and said, no, that's my boat, that's my property. So the lines were rather convoluted in that area in terms of how they're drawn and how they're split up. But the essence of it here is that, for the most part, I know that this owner here was the caretaker of Jeff while he was living there. He spent a considerable amount of time trying to keep Jeff on track. So he takes good care of his property here from the standpoint of, you can see it from the Iron River Heritage Trail as you go by. This one is in really good shape, so is this one here. I have not paid much attention to this one other than driving around the circle kind of concept. And this one sits back and looks very nice in this area too. So from the standpoint, would it improve the neighborhood from a look standpoint based on what they're describing? The answer would be yes. The staff have an opposition to the project they have described? The answer is no, other than the setbacks. Otherwise, it would have been a period permit, go on and go.
Somebody asked some questions while I put words together.
I'm good.
That's not helpful.
We would like to do the project in 23. We are in the process of our design drawings have been completed, but we are waiting for one more design drawing on the roof scissor truss that we have to have engineered. We are getting prices now, and we would certainly hope to break ground sometime in late spring, early summer. It's not a huge project. Mm-hmm. The entire outside would get redone as well. We'll take off the existing, obviously the roof, the boards, the windows will all get replaced, the siding will be replaced. The garage is going to stay as is. We just replaced the exterior and the doors. The driveway is not going to move, it's going to stay right there. We'll redo the fence, the existing fence, we'll take it down, clean it all up. So it's not like we're asking for something we're going to do 3 or 4 years from now, we're speculating. And we live 2 doors away, so we have an interest in making sure the property turns out well.
Good reasons why strict enforcement of the zoning ordinance would cause practical difficulty. Fellow board members?
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Looking for phrases that I can use.
It's not him that does it.
What?
What was the question?
I have to explain why strict enforcement of the zoning ordinance would cause practical difficulty. And theoretically, you could remodel it using the existing footprint.
restrictions. I think it'll turn out just fine, the way they drew it up.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion. After conducting a public hearing and review of variance request ZV22-72 for parcel 52-02-204-010-10, we have the correct parcel number this time, right?
I learned my lesson.
Okay, good. At 100 Lakewood Lane, Marquette, Michigan, the Zoning Board of Appeals approves variance request ZV22-72 with the following findings of fact. Strict enforcement of the zoning ordinance would cause practical difficulty because the house is not currently up to code and is up substandard in terms of the condition of the neighborhood. Granting the variance would not be contrary to the public interest because the addition does not increase the rear setback issues, sight lines are not significantly impeded, and the front line setback variance is minimal, approximately 2 feet. The addition is modest and would not significantly alter the character of the neighborhood. It is on the side of the property where there is the most room for such an addition, and it is on the side away from the river. There are circumstances unique to this property, including the lot is non-conforming and the structure was built before zoning which was enacted in 1977. The variance request is not due to the actions of the applicant, but is the result of construction of the house prior to zoning and the non-conforming lot. Somebody's there. We go. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
We appreciate your confidence.
Thank you.
In 7 years, I know we'll be
back. Okay.
Thank you again. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good 2023.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I did get a little warm in here.
You're welcome. Okay, moving on to 2023 meeting dates. So,
these are the dates that have been set up for the meetings. In reference to this, just from the standpoint of the dates, these are the dates that have already been put in front of the board. The board has approved the dates for 2023. This is an opportunity for the ZBA to decide whether or not they need to be changed.
Okay.
Deer season one's a little bit in the middle of opening deer season, November 16th.
Yes, yeah. So that doesn't bother me at all, but...
I won't be here.
I won't be here.
Okay. What would be a Thursday before the 16th be?
What day of the week is the 16th?
Oh, it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, okay.
The third Thursday.
Right, so the Thursday before that would be
the 9th. The 9th.
The 9th be good.
Okay. And then the 21st, that's a very busy week for those of us who have kids, especially December 21st. So
14th.
We look at the 14th for that one. And then I have a conflict with March 23rd. Does anybody have any objections to moving it the week before if we happen to have a March meeting?
You said that
March 20th. I don't.
I don't.
March 16th.
16th?
Yeah.
So March 23rd to March 16th.
Do we need a motion for that?
I make a motion that we change three meeting dates, one being March 23rd to March 16th, one being November 16th to November 9th, and one being December 21st, move to the 14th.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Public comment. There is no public. Board elections. We have to elect the chair and the secretary. Would anybody like to
nominate Michelle for chair?
I'll support.
All those in favor?
Wait, that's my job. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay, and I would like to nominate Kendall for secretary.
I'll support.
Support.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay. What, you didn't want my job?
It doesn't pay enough.
That's good, aren't you? Okay, moving on to planning commissioner member comment. Commission member comment.
The planning commission is reworking the zoning district, so there'll be probably some changes coming up, but I don't know exactly when we're going to finalize it, but there should be some significant changes, I think, to the better.
Okay. Significant changes, like we'll stop getting applications from Lakewood Lane because that's going to be...
No, not like that. More like the agricultural forestry areas where there's a minimum of 20-acre parcel. The problem is there's a lot of agricultural forest parcels that are less than 20 acres. So we're trying to decide which parcels and where they're going to be rezoned, probably something like rural residential or something, some other designation than agricultural forest.
What's my house going to be?
I don't know. Is it agriculture forest now?
It is agriculture forest now, and I would like it to remain such. So, see.
Mine also.
Yeah, I don't want my neighbors chopping up their properties. Okay, anything else?
Not right now, I think.
Board member comments?
I have none.
Okay. Planning director comments?
As of right now, there was no meeting in February.
Is that confirmed, or they still have a couple of weeks?
You still have a couple of weeks, but as of right now, there's nothing on the agenda. There is no additional January meeting at this point.
Okay.
February meeting they have until submission date would be last week of January. So basically 2 more weeks to find out whether or not we have a February meeting.
Okay. Then I would like to conclude the meeting.
Make a motion to conclude the meeting.
I'll support.
What roads are being fixed here, Dale?